We've got mail. Articles in the New Era have changed my life in the best way. Powerful message. I recently read the December 1994 issue of the New Era and came across the story titled, The Lights Still Glow. It brought me a lot of comfort because I, like the author, have lost my mother. Although it was 2 years ago, the holidays are still a very hard time for me. As I read this article, I felt a gentle peace as I was reminded that I will see my mother again. Even though the article was printed 15 years ago, its message is just as powerful now as it was back then. Karen M. Editor's Note: To find past articles from the New Era, go to newera.lds.org. You can search past issues or browse by date.
Patriarchal Blessings. I want to thank those who were inspired to put the article, When Should I Get My Patriarchal Blessing?, in the August 2009 New Era. It came when I was ready to learn about and receive my patriarchal blessing, and I received it just 1 month after reading this article. Articles like that have changed my life in the best way. Sanique Q, California. Indexing. I like doing the Family History Indexing Project, see Indexing Mania, May 2009 issue. I hope more people get to do it, because it is really fun. You also get to practice your typing skills when you do it. Alan P., Utah. Is it really true? Thank you for the article, Is It Really True?, November 2009. I also grew up in the gospel, and when I read her prayer, my eyes teared up. I felt the Spirit, too. Brittany S., Colorado. Postponing Christmas. I really liked the article Postponing Christmas from the December 2009 issue because it tells what Christmas is like without family. My family has its own traditions, but none of them would be fun without the family. It also tells people the true meaning of Christmas. Christ was born and died for us, and because of that, my family and other families can live together forever. Spencer H., Oregon. Teens in the Old Testament. I was reading the January 2010 magazine, and as I flipped through it, I saw something that caught my eye. The word was teens. See teens in the Old Testament. It is good to know that teens are mentioned in the scriptures for doing great things. Gordon K., Utah. From Brazil. We don't have the New Era here, and I read the magazine on the internet with the translators online to help. The New Era helps me so much, and I am grateful for the opportunity to read it. Brenda, Brazil. Editor's Note: A few of the articles from the New Era are published in dozens of languages each month in the Liahona. They mean a lot to me. The stories in the New Era mean a lot to me. The one that I recently enjoyed was Cast Off Thine Afflictions, September 2009. I can relate to this girl because I have broken my arm 3 times, and I know what it feels like to be left out. Thank you for choosing these stories. Elliot P., American Samoa. We love hearing from you. Write to us by going online to newera.lds.org and clicking Submit Your Material. Or you can email us at newera@ldschurch.org. Or write to New Era, 50 East North Temple Street, room 2420, Salt Lake City, Utah, 84150-0024. End of We've Got Mail, as read by Jack Perkins.
Read by Julianne Chambers.